I'm Kathy, the co-host. Tonight's topic is why not to be a healer. Master healer teacher Ron Amatron discusses how healers take on other people's ailments energetically and how that affects the body and spirit and what to do about it. First, let's greet our host, Ron Amatron. Hello, Ron. Over to you.
Okay, we're here. I'm here. That probably could push a lot of people's buttons because they may be or have been told that they have this gift of healing, being able to touch people, to take away their stuff. And somehow when they look at it, they may feel like it's gone from them. So it's this program may push some buttons out there if you are a healer. But listen to it, and I'm trying to save your life. So let's do a light beam activation. Here we go. So I'm going to bring up the energy. So bring the light beam up on your monitor screen. And the light beam just gives you peace energy. That's what source energy is peace. Anything that's in duality, which is emotion, will not be peace energy. And you have to realize that source energy doesn't have emotion. So you need to understand and really truly understand that this is what light is all about, is to give free will, free choice without judgment. So here we go. Activating the light beam. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And you should start to feel yourself getting into the present moment, because you're going to be out of time. That means that you're not on the timeline of the aliens. You're going to be out of time in source energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy. So back to you.
Thank you for that peace energy. Our bodies are receptive to that source energy. Ron, on last week's program, June 17th, we discussed the activation of our DNA leading to declining health as we age. Why is it not okay to be a healer? Isn't that a good thing to want to do if you have the gift or the calling?
Boy. No, it's not good to do, because you are, it's impossible for you to release the energy that you're collecting from someone else. Another way of stating that is that, if somebody looks at you, this is out throughout your whole lifetime. Just pick, all the children, that you went to school with in your third grade. So you may have had, maybe a couple hundred, children in the third grade, when you were in the third grade. Well, if they think of you, when you're in the third grade, when they did that, their energies are still connected to you psychically. But you don't know that. And so what happens is, when you take on somebody's illnesses, it's the same thing. You're actually, in a sense, being psychically attacked in your body in that similar location, or it could activate your DNA of whatever you're clearing in somebody. Remember, you're taking away one energy, and you really are attempting, you're mentally attempting to put in an energy that would be of maybe non-illness there. But you're not really doing that. People will talk about, there's the divine energy, the source energy is going to, balance the person out, et cetera. But the source energy doesn't even come into your realm of experience, because all you have is your spirit. Your spirit's the source. So if you're attempting to heal somebody and your spirit is commanded by you to go in there and do a healing on that person, who's going to heal your spirit? You just contaminated your spirit. Then the contamination of your spirit is going to work into your physical body, and eventually you will have that energy brought to you if you live long enough. And what also happens is that energy now is activated in your past DNA. So you may have had a situation, maybe a person had a broken shoulder and you're working on their shoulder, taking away some of the pain. Well, that's going to activate that broken shoulder in your DNA. Maybe that goes back, 5,000 years. And all of a sudden you now have it with you and now it's activated. And you may start having those pains, and it may even be brought onto your psychic billboard to where you can break your shoulder. If it doesn't happen physically, it's still with you. Maybe you dealt with somebody who had a stomach problem or cancer. Well, that's going to activate that cancer in you. And all of a sudden, you have cancer. You don't know why you got it. And maybe you healed 50 cancer people, took the energy out of them, but you're stuck with it now. Now, what happened to the people that you worked with? You just probably exchanged something for the cancer. Remember, there's no light coming into anybody because it works with your own spirit. So you're not invoking a divine presence or light energy from the invisible. You're just using your spirit energy. You are invoking the light of the darkness. And that's why healers die, because they're using the wrong system and was taught the wrong way of doing healing. So there's really no way to heal anybody, because you're going to be taking on their stuff, and you probably will not be able to get rid of it. You can attempt to do different things, but once it activates in your DNA, that time bomb is going to go off in you. So you may think you got rid of it, but now all of a sudden you have something that's creeping up in your energetic system of your body, and it will come forward. That's why you don't want to be a healer. So that's the whole thing. And most healers die at the age of 50 to 60. Just look at them. You can see them. All of a sudden you heard of somebody or know of someone who all of a sudden is going down, or they're not around any longer. Maybe there's people that you listen to on different radio programs that used to do healings, and they're no longer around. What happened to them? Well, maybe they're sick. Maybe they're dying, so that's what happened. So it's very unfortunate that the darkness comes in and will talk to people, whisper in their ear, tell them that their life path is to become a healer because they have the gift. Well, eventually the gift will be your death. So I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
There does seem to be a higher than normal rate of burnout among healers. But for those of us who've been to the healers, they say they shake out the energy that they accumulate, which they admit they do, that they accumulate other people's energy and shake it out through rituals, also conversing with their guides or working in nature or journaling to release that negative energy from them. Wouldn't that work?
Well, it will work to a certain extent. Will it be complete? No. So a person could release it from them, a little bit, but you still activated your DNA. Remember, that goes very deep in you, and you don't even know where it's going to. So as far as doing things that you think is going to be successful, it's not going to be. Just to take that on face value. And most healers, who do this type of work, they have no way to get it out of their body. And that's the problem that people have, is that once you have it, you're stuck with it. And how's it going to affect you? And a lot of times it's not it's not a really nice situation to have it come upon you, because you're going to have trouble. So as far as doing rituals and practices that you were taught, remember, that's all mind energy. And that's the problem that you're dealing with, is mind energy. You're not dealing with source. The biggest thing out there that people have, got into, since the middle 80s is probably the Reiki and the symbols. Well, we all know, if you don't know this, whenever you deal with mind programs, which would be mind symbols, that Reiki uses, and other modalities may use symbols also. When you start doing that, instantly you're bringing in the darkness, because that's in mind energy. I have heard of people who have performed healings on people using quartz crystals. and they say, gee, you know, I was working with my favorite quartz crystal, you know, working on this person, and all of a sudden the crystal shattered. What does that mean? You know, that's pretty bad energy to break a crystal. And you may have all heard of that too, but I have probably heard of that maybe a half a dozen times, in the last maybe 30 years from people wondering why their crystals, you know, actually shattered. Well, what's going to happen to your body? Your body's made up of crystals, you know? What's going to happen to you? This is one that you can actually see physically. So that's the problem that we have. And the ground crew down here is controlled by the darkness, so the healers here are using darkness energy. And unfortunately, that's what's going on. And they don't know that they're using the wrong system. And it's really hard to talk about because most people don't understand what I'm saying, and think that I'm going to be taking away their gift or they're making money on it. Well, you can make a lot of money probably doing healings if you're good at it. But all of a sudden, you're going to find yourself in your later years dying of all the people that you helped out because the darkness does not support its ground crew. And you're using the energy of darkness to do healings with. And it does work perfectly well. I remember seeing some healers going to expos. And this one healer, for instance, would bring forth a person from the audience. Maybe they had a problem, and the practitioner would say, okay, everybody, send me all your energy. I want all of your energy so I can help heal this person. And so everybody sends them all their emotional energy, right? Because that's what you're sending is emotional energy. And so she grabs it all up, puts it like into a big ball, and slams that into the person. Well, there's a lot of force there with all that energy. And the person's, the energy that they gave the practitioner doing this here, this master healer, what she calls herself, all of a sudden, the person may have that energy released from them, but what do they have now? They may have the emotional energies of 200 people attached to their body. So, did the person get healed? Yeah. But what's going to happen to them with 200 other energies attached to them? So there's all different ways. I've seen practitioners do grunts and groans and make noises. Another practitioner that I have seen sucks the whole room out of the energy and projects that into the people. A similar thing. He's not saying about it or talking about it to anybody, but that's what he's doing. And a lot of people won't even go near this person. But I've seen that happen. So, you know, there's just so much out there that people do that they don't know what they're doing. They're not educated enough. They don't know what they don't know. And they may have wonderful results to a person, but all of a sudden they're wondering why their body health is going down. That's why I say don't become a healer, because it's going to eventually kill you and you're going to have a shortened life. And the dark side is not going to protect you or help you, even though you think you're using light. Remember, you're harming your spirit. You want to harm your spirit each time you do a healing on somebody, because your spirit has no way of getting rid of it, and it'll be transferred into your body, because your spirit cannot return to light to get a healing. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, so you're saying that you don't recommend that healers of whatever modality decide not to be a healer, should not be a healer, because they will take on the energetic ailments of others and also transmit it to others, and they have no way to release it that is actually real and lasting, that it does activate their DNA and cause them eventual problems, and then they pass it on as well. But what about those who just know that it's their sacred mission to be a healer? What can they do? I mean, that's their calling.
Well, their calling is a mind control program. So you want to get rid of that mind control program so that you're not connected to that situation, to that program. Because remember, that's probably in your natal chart, and that's all darkness. So your natal chart is probably telling you, pushing you, mind controlling you, robotic programs in you, making your body do that to help people with the healing process. So, you know, all you can do is heal yourself. And the healing of yourself is to release energies from you. And that's what we have on the website, is clearing to release the energies. And then from there, you feel better. When I do healings on people, I'm very fortunate that as a light being, I'm able to go to source energy, which I bilocate to continuously, to have this stuff released from me. Otherwise, I'd be completely, I wouldn't be here. People go on the website and do alien clearings. They do all different types, whole lifetime clearings. And all that energy has to run through me. So I'm the conduit for this process. So, if I didn't have the energy of source energy with me, I would not be doing healings, believe me. Because I know what can happen to people. So I can already see that and sense that, and I can watch other healers just take on this stuff, having a big backpack on them, and they leave, and all of a sudden they wonder why they're not feeling well. And I've seen healers going out on the circuit. They're not there any longer. I go to expos, and they go, oh, another one bit the dust here. They used to do healing on people. They're no longer here, or they're limping, or they're coughing, or their energy. They look like they've aged about 20 years, since the last expo. And then you go, well, they are doing healing, but they can't get rid of the energy. It's going to kill them, and it does. So for myself, I'm lucky that that's what I'm here to do, is to help people to get rid of the energies. And this is, I'm here to help people to do the ascension, which is the same exact thing Jesus did 2,000 years ago on a healing process. So I'm able to go to the light ship, which Jesus called Father. And when I go there, then that's what happens. I worked with a practitioner in Oregon. This practitioner, was probably the most known practitioner for her particular type of healing. And so she came over to me and she said, Ron, I do this, healing on people. I've had great success, but I'm a mess and I'm really in bad shape. So I started working with her, and, probably it was an hour and a half session with her. And she was almost going into convulsions, releasing all this energy out of her. And she said, don't worry, I'm fine. Even though I'm kind of shaking and twitching and jerking and, kind of bouncing off the chair and everything else. She says, don't worry, just keep your energy working with me, because I'm dying of this stuff. And, the healing that she did, the word starts with the T. And it ends in an A, and I won't say what type of healing that is, but that's a clue to you. It's kind of very popular. And, but she was, a very, very well-known healer, in that area. So, it's very sad what people get taught. And, they think because they go to a particular school to get taught how to do something, it's really bad. In fact, I'll mention one thing. I went to one event, and this person was doing chakra alignment. They were taught how to do this. So I'm watching the person do it, and I go, oh, man, they're really screwing up this person's chakras. So I didn't say anything. I'm not going to say anything, because people have free will, free choice where they go to. But the person came over to me and says, that lady must have really messed me up. I feel like throwing up. I go, well, why did you go to that person? She said, well, she said you could do a chakra alignment on me. I go, yeah, and this girl is probably about 21 who's doing this here. Just got out of this class, okay? And I said, well, she didn't do it right. She messed him up. She goes, well, can you fix? I go, yeah. So I worked on her for probably, a minute and fixed her chakras, and that was fine. So, you have to be really careful who you go to. There's other events that I could probably talk about, but the whole thing is that you need to be aware, and you don't want to go flocking to people just because they look busy or just because they think they, know what they're doing, because they don't. In fact, I'll go even further. This might, this probably even happened to you. I'm at one of the expos, and the person has a person laying on, the practitioner has a person on a massage table, and he brings out this quartz crystal that's probably about, inch and a half on diameter by about 6 inches in length. And he starts, like, grabs a crystal and he starts moving it in a circle over the person's chakras. And I go, oh, good grief, you know. And I'm seeing is like scar tissue under the body now, you know. And the person is crying and whimpering and moving all around. In fact, this person's in Oregon too, I think, oddly enough. And this person was a male. He was well known for what he's doing. But I'm watching this and the people are, they're in excruciating pain. And then they get done and somehow, maybe the darkness comes in and the person goes, oh, I feel better now. Maybe they got completely mind swiped or something. But I'm watching all this scar tissue being formed and all their chakras and messing up their energetic system. And, you know, it's, like I say, curiosity killed the cat. So I guess I'll turn it back over to you, Kathy.
Okay. Well, Rob, that's a healing modality with crystals and things, but what about, touch? Isn't touch healing? What about the healing hand and also the spirit?
Well, the spirit, first of all, your spirit, will not do anything unless you command it to do something. Although if you're there trying to do something, your spirit may be with you, helping you in a sense, but then you're contaminating your spirit. And, how are you going to clear your spirit? You know, you have your body, but you have body, mind, and spirit. So the mind's the darkness, your spirit's the light, and your body is kind of maybe more dark than it is light because it has densities in it. When you're first born, it's not activated. So very, very bad, you know, to get out there and to contaminate your spirit because you think that your ego has to heal people. So the whole thing is about what do you do to help yourself out after you have worked with somebody and you're a healer. Well, I can do some clearings for that. Maybe we can talk about that in a little bit. I could take some of that energy off of some of the healers that are listening now. Hopefully they're staying with me listening and didn't think I was crazy or anything else because I'm knocking their profession. But I'm trying to save your life. So I guess as far as touching people, yeah, once you touch people, you're taking on their octopus energies, their squid energies. These alien life forms will come into you, body hopping. You're contaminating yourself. And, you know, I've seen healers, they don't even have a bowl of water to wash your hands. They work from one person to the next. And right away, you should realize that that water would help somewhat. It's not going to fix everything, but, you know, it is a way to kind of clean some of the stuff off of you, maybe 5% of it. But they don't even do that with their hands. So anyway, back to you, Kathy.
Yes, I've noticed that too. And we're talking about all kinds of professions, not just New Age healers, but there's a lot of healing professions and there's always reminders to wash their hands and sometimes they don't. They just get so busy. But I've known a lot of very nice healers and they seem like such sweet people. And it is too bad that they are taking on all this unknowingly and are performing as the ground crew, you called it, for the dark side. Do you suppose, Ron, that I know you have some healers listening now or some former healers who now listen to your programs and have done lots of clearings. They had reported feeling contaminated by some of the clients that they had and they just couldn't shake the feeling. You suppose you could do a healing for healers or anyone who touched someone and in a healing way, but yet felt contaminated?
Yes, I could do it both ways. Either if you've been to a healer, it doesn't matter if you had success with the healer or not, you still got energies from them that is not going to be good for you. So it can work both ways. If you're a healer, you know, everybody probably has their person that they can think about that was very difficult, okay? So you could think of that person if you have done healings on somebody. Or, you know, maybe you did it and you got a whammy from them, a psychic whammy, or you felt slimed or you know, maybe you're still dealing with that issue. Maybe you have a shoulder that you've had hurt for the last 5 years. It was good until you touched that person and that energy came into you. It could be an alien critter that popped into you and it likes you, you know? And so, I'll do a clearing for you. So I want everybody to think, if you're a healer and you worked on somebody and you bring it up right now and you go, wow, yeah, this person did this to me. Or just think of anybody in general that you work with, and I'll take away the energy right now, but you got to focus on it. Just need you to go back to that time, because I have to go to the timeline that you were living on at the time and release that energy from you. Now, if you had a healing from somebody, whether it was successful or not, you got slime from that person, because naturally these alien life forms body hop. So do entities and everything else. So think of the time that you had the healing or that you were a healer, and here we go. So I'm going to count to 10 to release the energy, and this is your choice. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, and again, think of that time that you maybe got contaminated. Could be either having a healing or being the healer, and you thought you got rid of it. So we're going to do it again here. Think of another issue or even the same one if you want. Maybe you've been doing the same thing with a lot of people and just kind of stacks up. Maybe you're known for doing something. But here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that's released from you. So maybe get up, walk around, and just see how your body is responding now. Because remember, this is all how you're feeling. You can, if you look at it mentally, it's still going to be there, whatever the issue was. The light never takes away your physical experience, but it will take away your situation of trauma and pain and anxiety and everything else. That would be an emotional situation, because the light doesn't judge. So you're here just to experience through creativity without judgment. So it takes away that, but it will never take away the picture of what happened. But you should be able to look at it and feel at ease and being at peace. Because what we do is bring you peace. So back to you, Kathy.
Former healers have reported feeling that release and relief. And even once they realized what they were doing, and felt the difference of those healings, took an early retirement or changed careers. And I have a testimony that was on the radio a few days ago, Ron, about you, one of your other four radio programs. A listener said she had sought out many healers and felt something was missing in them. After she encountered Ron's website, she realized she was home and felt a difference in the healings by Ron and the Creation Light Ship. This is one of the many remarkable awakenings that are reported to Ron over the radio and in writing. As people feel the difference, they feel home, that they've met their divine source energy. They just have a knowing about it. And I just do want to remind the listeners that Ron, as he said a few moments ago, is the conduit and ambassador to the Creation Lightship, also known as Source Energy, also known as the Father. He takes people to the Creation Lightship for intense healings of the alien parasitic energies that are stealing our life force energy, the ones we receive when we touch others. And they give us enormous densities and do a lot of damage in our body. We are always under siege by them. And physicians who look in microscopes can attest to the damage that these parasitic life forms do, energetically and physically. So Ron, did want to ask you, on behalf of healers, how would they get a feeling of protection from, let's say, well, how could they protect themselves if they're still in the profession of healing?
Oh boy. Don't touch anybody, first of all. You can do what I call body shrink wrap. Remember, what I'm talking about here is not going to be 100% effective. Okay? And so, I'm not saying that you could do this here. You can do your body shrink wrap. You can do your auric field protection clearing. You know, that's not going to prevent you from having stuff come to you. It will help. But, you know, it all depends how ingrained that person is that you're working with of that energy. Remember, they could have had it for maybe 500 people in their DNA strands. Remember, it goes back quite far. Just think of each time, you know, you have your parents and then you have your grandparents. That's 2, 4, then you go to 8. Just go back, you know, even go back, 5,000, 10,000 years. You know, that's a lot of people. So they all have stuff, and you're dealing with their stuff. And so you don't know how much stuff you're bringing forward in that person as it jumps into your body and activates your DNA. So these clearings can help, but it's not going to protect you completely. So we have an auric field protection clearing, and you can do the body, you know, shrink wrap. But there's so many layers of energies that, you know, is not, you know, that you're dealing with that it's hard to even be protected. But all you can do is do those clearings and not touch people, and that may help you out living your life. But if you're going to be touching people, then, you know, you have problems. And it's really hard to, you know, I have people say, I'm a hairdresser, what do? I go, well, your best thing is your auric field protection and shrink wrap. Because when you're touching those people, as you know, some people, they come in and they go, oh, no, this person's here again. They make my hands hurt when I touch their hair. Well, that's telling you something, you know. So, you know, people can transmit entities. They can transmit, you know, your pain, your trauma. They can give you energetic infections. You know, they can give you a way that you have your genetic predisposition activated in you. So all of a sudden now you start changing personalities. And you have situations happening. So there's a lot that can happen. And they can also activate your alien implant. So, you know, when you go to anybody who is a practitioner attempting to help you, once they touch you, you're taking on everybody else that they had in their office or in their center that they have worked on. And it's going to activate in your DNA some of those situations of people that you know nothing about. It's kind of like when they talk about, you know, sexually transmitted diseases, STDs. You know, they, you know, used to talk about it, you know, when you go to bed with somebody, you're going to bed with that person, having a sexual experience with everybody that they've been with. Well, hello, what does that mean? That's what we're talking about here. And so you're getting everybody that they've ever came into contact with. And normally when you go to a practitioner, they're going to be dealing with people who have problems. So they're giving you all the other people's problems. Will activate in this lifetime? Well, I'm sure some of them will. Maybe they won't activate till you're 150 years of age and you die at 90. But, you know, it's still going to be activated. And is it going to be enough to kill you in this lifetime? Well, that one might not. One of those issues, maybe, you know, 1 out of 1,000 may not, but the other ones will. So the whole thing is to clear yourself out and have yourself become more pure by getting rid of these energies. People do clearings and healings with gemstones. I see nothing wrong with that. Just that you have to pick the gemstone up after it's on the person. So you want to naturally clear it, more than likely with just running water on it for probably 15 seconds. And that will clear your gemstone, or whatever you're using on the person, but I would not touch it physically, because the energy will not, you know, jump into something that, like if you had a piece of plastic, or like something that you could grab it and move it and put it in water. If you take it off the person, with your hand, then you're going to be taking all the energy into you. And so how would you put that on the person? You'd probably get a little piece of plastic, like a little pair of pliers or something, or some type of special thing that you have. You know, you can get one of those plastic fork and spoons they have, like, for salads, you know, and you can grab it and put it on the person that way. Won't contaminate you. The gemstone will just pick up all the energy. A lot of people put them on people's chakras. And so, and that can help because you're using an energy that would be from the earth. And then you're using the earth spirit's energy to help out. You're not using your body's energy, so it's not going to affect you. So that's the way you could use, you know, one way to do healings without having a problem with people contaminating your body. But if you touch those stones, automatically it'll jump into you. So that's probably why they have massage tools that way. But you have to be very, very careful and know, you know, how to clear them. And, you know, I still wouldn't touch one. It still could jump into you. But still, you know, that's what people do. At least you're a little safer that way. But it's still not going to be 100%. Back to you, Kathy.
Vaughn, you've, in your past radio programs, discussed some of the steps to healing. There's many, many layers. Although I think the things you just mentioned, the gems and the mats and the chakra healings can help. However, your healings are much deeper. They go, as you said, into the genetics, auric field, chakra energy. You clear out alien implants. Can you please describe some more of the layers and steps to healings that you and the Creation Light Chip offer, say if we have pain or had an accident or some kind of trauma?
Yeah, everything that you have right now that's come up in this lifetime started off as a really little energy with you. And then it gets amplified and intensified throughout your life until you finally have a condition. Remember, everything happens in the invisible first. And so that energy naturally only came forward because it was in you and it got activated by your DNA. That's why babies are so beautiful and full of life force energy, because they haven't activated the DNA through mind energy. So the mind energy is what gets it. And so when they don't think, because they don't know about thinking, they're very happy. And all of a sudden, once that DNA gets activated by being taught how to live here in mind energy, not heart energy, but in mind energy, then all of a sudden they start their life path of traumas and dramas. So the whole process that you need to realize is that, you know, once you touch somebody, you can have entities coming into you. You can take on the person's infection. We have many clearings, you know, on the website. The most beneficial one probably is the emotional clearing. I recommend that first. If you do touch people a lot, then by all means, you need to do the entity clearing. And do the unlimited on that. If you're seeing people daily, maybe you're a cashier, maybe you're touching people because you have to, do the entity clearing to get these things off of you. Get these dead bodies, you know, emotional bodies that are needing a host, get them off of you. They're ghosts. And, remember, they'll suck your energy out of you. Everybody knows that, you know, has had the experience where they see somebody come walking into the room and they shake your hand or hug you and all of a sudden you feel drained. You felt good before they touched you. And then something, you know, that's what you call like an energetic, you know, vampire, you know. And, that's what people do. Some people just take everybody's energies. So the whole thing is entities. That's probably what you're looking at. And then you can feel somebody's pain. Maybe you're an empath out there and you don't want to go anywhere because you feel people's pain and situations. But we have clearings for that on the website to get you out of that process, because what it is, it's the DNA activation in you that got activated probably from your natal chart or whatever else is going on in your life. And you're living that life now because it got activated. So we go back and clear out those energies. And, it's very, very thorough. And that's the way the clearings work. Source energy doesn't look at something as good or bad. It just releases it because it's a blockage. So, you know, people say, well, what about being positive or you know, thinking positive thoughts? Well, you're still thinking. And a positive thought, if you're really positive, then you have to draw a negative situation to you to balance yourself out. You know, we have... you know, women who touch babies, you know, you probably all have had that with your mother. or if you're a mother, you've had it. I don't know if men really do this too much, but women do it all the time, the baby or child. The child, you know, has a situation, they skin their knee, and the child comes running over with their eyes crying and, you know, the little blood coming out, and the mother wipes it off and maybe kisses it. You know, they have different names for that, you know. You got an owie or a boo-boo or something, whatever the mother knows about talking about to their child. And all of a sudden, the pain goes away. And, you know, the child knows that. That's why it comes running to the mother all the time, going to the healer. Well, where did the mother put that energy? It's stored in her. Mm-hmm. Did she get rid of it? She's not going to think about getting rid of it. Her whole thing is the emotional trauma that she's going through, seeing her child going through the pain and the anguish or whatever it was of having that situation happening to it. So they don't think about where that energy is going after they take it away from the child. So all mothers would be typically a healer to their children, but where are they taking the energy after it comes into them? Where's it going to manifest? You know, I don't know, but it will manifest. So that's what happens. So back to you, Kathy.
Okay, Ron, it sounded like you were about to do a healing for the cording of the pain, I think, for mothers.
Yeah, that would be very good. So here we go. So if your mother out there, or even a father, and you helped out your son or daughter taking away the pain, because you have that gift to do that, but it got stuck in you. You don't know that, but it's there. So here we go. Think of that situation where you had your child and you helped him out, kissed the owie or whatever, or put your hand on it, or did something, and your child felt better. So think of that situation, and we'll take that energy out of you right now. Remember, you have to think of it because the light doesn't judge you. The light doesn't look at you and say, oh, we see this condition with you. No, you have to judge yourself. Because the light sees you as perfect. It'll never take away your experience of what you want to have happening to you because you experienced it. So think of that situation. Here we go. One, releasing it. Two, three, four, and five. And again, one, two, three, four, and five. It's pretty heavy. One, two, three, four, and five. And one, two, three, four, and five. Okay. So just see if you felt the energy leave your body that you probably could have taken on, you know, 40 years ago from one of your children. So back to you, Kathy.
That's true. I felt a big cord being cut from my mother trying to help me get out of a situation or in pain. And I do want to mention that Ron has quite a few other healings that involve many layers of healings, which is, he mentioned entities, and he has an energetic people courting release, like he just did, and a clone replica release healing. Those are teleconferences as well as online. And the one healing that we'd like to talk about now, Ron, involves those of us who realize that we had gone to these practitioners and now would like to clear their energy off of them. Say we went to prayer circles or had healing hands or had participated in certain ceremonies or rituals for healing, and maybe they didn't feel so good, but they kind of worked. However, now we're remembering those things and we see that, you know, maybe we want to clear some some of the energy off of that. Would you like to discuss the dark side practitioner healing that you have online?
Yeah, sure. So people, I put up the dark side practitioner. So everybody out there, including yourself, would be a dark side practitioner because you're using mind energy to transmit healing energy or psychic energy to somebody. So that means that, you know, if you went to a practitioner and they did some energetic work on you, then they have to be using the light of the darkness energy, because source energy only works through their spirit, and your spirit isn't connected to source. Let me rephrase that in case that kind of threw you off a little bit. Your spirit has the source energy in it that it was created with, and that's all that it has. It doesn't get recharged up. And so that means that each time you work with somebody, you're depleting part of your spirit. And your spirit will naturally help out another spirit, but then it takes on that contamination. So let's do a clearing. And what happens is when we do this clearing, it'll help your spirit, and it'll also help your body, and it'll also help the practitioner that is using this light of the darkness clearing, like angels or whatever they're doing, which is the light of the darkness energies, because source energy is not here. It only comes for ascension every 2,000 years. And what we're going to do now is just do a clearing. So the practitioner is not going to be reprimanded by the light. It will just be giving them light that is going to help them evolve a little bit more into light. The same with you. So when anybody does any psychic attack energies, which would be somebody praying for you, then that's a dark side practitioner. So here we go. I'm going to do this for whoever you're thinking of here. And you may have 10 people that you went to. So here we go. One, including yourself doing stuff with other people. So here we go. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and 10. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, 8, 9, and 10. And 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, so that may help you out a little bit. But the dark side practitioner is designed for somebody who knows that they got slimed by somebody, and or there's groups, you know, praying for them, doing, putting you in a meditative, a prayer circle. People thinking of you, people projecting energy to you, talking about you. All these things would be dark side practitioners. Anybody who's interfering with your energetic system of your body, trying to transmit energy to you some way, somehow, is a dark side practitioner. So back to you, Kathy.
So we're discussing the dark side mind control transmissions healing that's online. It's one of Ron's recommended healings. Can be found easily on the left side of website creationlighttip.com under recommended healing. And other suggestions, you can put people's names in once you buy it for yourself. You can add other people's names next to yours, such as your sibling, your parents, your godparents, teachers, clergy, ministers, scout leaders, and then spiritual teachers, healers of different modalities, etc. This healing is often discussed on Ron's other radio programs because it is a powerful energetic release. On the radio program archive, there are many testimonies as to its abilities, as well as ways to use it to clear off some overbearing densities, since it clears mind transmission. It's suggested that after completing this healing for the first time, you repeat the entire healing for each person's name after yours 4 more times, because this healing deals with a lot of energy. And it's also recommended that you purchase the unlimited whole life clearing and do it every day, because the healings clear you out from the time of your conception to your present life, and you can keep them current daily. And there's an optional box where you can type in situations or people or thoughts to and from people that you have had that you want the light beings to clear. There's a multitude of ways to use the clearing, and it is quite valuable to those who've used it, and is one of the important ones after the whole lifetime emotional clearing. So both of these clearings do a lot to release lifelong interference patterns, hoardings, negative attitudes, and energetic connections from others. They go a long way, and you can use them daily. So, Ron, what about Buddha? Was he a healer? And didn't he do healings here that worked?
Yeah, but he was, the spirit in him was from source energy. So very possibly that would be the case, yes. Uh-huh. I'll bring in the energy of Buddha for people.
Great.
What I want you first to do, how much time do we have left, Kathy?
I think 2 minutes.
Oh, boy. Okay. I'll bring in the real Buddha energy, because you all know what the false Buddha one is, because that's probably if you were connected to that energetic system, or you were used to praying or bringing Buddha into yourself, invoking that energy, you know that that is not true light. So that was the light of the darkness, Buddha, the imposter. So here we go. We're going to bring in the real source energy of Buddha. And this will be the spirit that was in Buddha on the planet Earth here when that physical body was living. So this will be a light being coming into you. And you can call the light being Buddha. This will be the one that came in. So here we go. One, I'll invoke it into you here. Bring it right in. It'll come through the light being on your monitor screen. And you can just sample the difference. If we had more time, we could we'll bring in the your original light of the darkness Buddha, which you already know what it's like, but we'd have you do that. But this is the real Buddha. So if you're listening on an archive, stop it right now. Invoke in the Buddha that you're used to bringing in. That'll be the light of the darkness Buddha, the imposter. And then start this up over again right now, and I'm going to bring in the real Buddha from source energy, the spirit of Buddha. Here we go. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. So that's the real Buddha energy that was here on the planet when he was here. Remember, he came to talk about the judgments that you have stored inside of you, which kind of got depicted as karma. And he was here to jumpstart the mission of Jesus to help release the energy for ascension. And that's why he came. So back to you, Kathy.
It's so serene feeling. That's fascinating. Wow. So, Ron, maybe we could, within the last minute here, end with some more peace energy with the mind-to-heart drop. Over to you.
Okay, this you should be doing daily, everybody. Tell all your friends. The more you tell, the better they're going to feel, and they'll love you for it. If you're giving them a gift that isn't normally talked about out there anywhere. So here we go. But you must command your spirit to do this exercise. If you don't command your spirit, then you're in darkness. And it will work in the land of darkness. This is where you're living anyway. So you want to get into source energy with your own spirit. You want to command your spirit, which is of light. Remember, your spirit is created from light. You want to activate it to take your thoughts, which would be darkness, and bring them into your heart center where they're going to be neutralized and you're going to be at peace. So here we go. Dropping down. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You can actually feel the energy moving. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. You should be heart-centered instantly. This is how it works. It doesn't take very long. You're there within probably 20 seconds. And you're at peace now. So, thank you for listening, and we'll see you later next week. So, back to you, Kathy.
Thank you, listeners. Please read the post in the chat room for links to Ron's host page, website, and relevant information to this topic.
Okay, everybody. So, we're going to teach you how to do the mind-to-heart drop. It's very, very simple. Only takes about 20 seconds to do. And this you can do anytime you wish, but you must say it out loud or whisper it. And this will put you into peace energy instantly. So here's what you say out loud. Very simple. I now command my spirit
And then after you say that, then you say, to take the thoughts in my head. And the next process would be to drop them into my heart. And we'll count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times to facilitate this energy moving from your head, we'll say, to your heart. And you can actually feel the energy drop down. So here we go. We want to say that together. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Okay, everybody. Now you're in peace energy. I'll just say blessings and see you later. Bye, everyone.